Alright guys, it's Mike Fine from NewMusicSaturday.com here to introduce this week's part two of the New Music Saturday podcast. And I know what you're thinking, after such an amazing part one, how can we possibly follow that up with part two? Well, I tell you, we managed to, and it is absolutely fantastic. I think the theme for this is probably along the lines of tripped out, groovy, pulsating psychedelia. Let's go with that. That sounds pretty good. That's not really a catchy theme, is it? Okay, maybe I'll come up with something else in the title. But you get the idea. It's got some pretty cool stuff in there. It's pretty mad, to be honest with you. I think you're going to really, really enjoy it. Thank you so much for listening, as always, and for all of your support. You're awesome. Please do like, share the podcast. Leave it a rating if you're on Apple Podcasts in particular, or anything that gives a rating. Listening to this, we would really appreciate it. But you know what, we just appreciate you listening, so if you can't be bothered, don't worry about it. Listening is enough. We appreciate you. Thanks guys, enjoy the show, part two.
Take two. Hey, take two. Welcome back to NMS part two, hashtag down the rabbit hole. We had a kick-ass part one with Metal Birds and some really heavy tunes to finish it up. And we got quite the trip here for part two.
Oh, mate, it is really, really tripped out. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a fantastic part two, as always. But yeah, this is a particularly good one. Yeah, it's going to be cool, man.
Yeah, right on. So the first one we're starting off with is brand new Static and Rona. And he said he had a writer's block for a little bit. He's like, well, 5 albums, 6 years is a lot, right? So basically he started putting together a new one, and I think it's almost done. But anyway, this is a great song. And is it a Pregios?
Yeah, let's say that, yeah.
Okay.
Arpeggios.
Arpeggios, okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, here we go with Static and Rona and Arpeggios.
We'll be right back.
Right on, Static in Verona, Apregios. That's a really good track. Obviously, poppy, but still love the mix of it. And this was still kind of fits into the rabbit hole. I think I really liked this one, the first song in a long time, but this was amazing. So big thank you, Static in Verona, for the submission.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. He was very kindly sent all these across, didn't he? And said, like you say, done. Was it 6 albums in 5 years? which is kind of crazy. And
right.
And then I think he said he had like 40 unfinished songs and thought some of these would work as instrumentals. So the album's called Songs Without Singing.
Yeah.
Which I really like. But yeah, it's brilliant. Very upbeat. Very cool tune. Just like bobbing along as you're listening to that. It's cool. And I now understand the title, Arpeggios.
Yeah. Because
arpeggios in the music to make it music. But yeah, it's pretty really, really cool.
Got
really
it. Cool. Right on. Yeah. Well, next up is the new Blues Foos tune, which you got the honor of having the world premiere the other week. And this is such a way tripped out. You love this new song by Blue Foos. So this is both far and near. Dig this.
Don't worry away.
Blue Foos with both Far and Near, man. That was way tripped out. I love the guitar riffs, like sounded like Pink Floyd. Like, I love the piano at the end and the soft but loud voice, you know, like amazing vocals on her. So
it's incredible. The more I hear that song, the more epic it sounds. I think it's just, yeah, it's the songwriting's really emotive. It's quite right. theatrical. It's a proper earworm. It's, yeah, it's brilliant. It's a really cool tune.
Right on, man. Well, next up we have a new song by Maricelli, and the song is called Devil's Gonna Get You. Dig this. throw this. Yep, dig this.
Thank you.
Right on. That was Maristelli with Devil's Gonna Get You. Bit of a long one, but that was a great tune. Really enjoyed that one. Very tripped out and gonna like kind of sound like a little bit of kind of early 60s ish sound, like the Ventures or something, you know? So
yeah, definitely. Yeah, kind of psychedelia kind of thing. It's very cool. That's did they send us four tracks? I think it's just single yep. with three B-sides or something. That's pretty cool. But yeah, this is brilliant. This is totally different to...
Yeah, well, no kidding, right?
It's just
oh,
like,
my God, yeah.
off the wall, tripped out, having fun. Yeah, got that kind of... A little bit of Stone Roses in there as well.
Yeah, we can see that, yeah.
Yeah, but very cool. Like that.
Right on, man. Well, next up, we have a band called HYG, and the song's called Tunnel Vision.
We'll be right back.
Right on. You know what? This song by HYG called Tunnel Vision, it just, man, it's like funk mixed with psychedelia. Just, it was so tripped out because it was a really good jam, eh? Like, and yeah, I just really, really love this tune, man. We're off to a really good start.
Oh, man, we are absolutely sinking and spiraling and spinning down that rabbit hole. Yeah, that was proper tripped out. It was very circular. You know what I mean? Like, just that repeating. Yeah, it was like being really, really high at a rave.
Oh, sure.
That was awesome. I really enjoyed that. Great tune.
Right, man. Well, next up, we have a new one from Sorrow Stories, Solace and the Inside of My Head, Ape Borson Remix. Did this.
In a minute.
Yeah.
Never had anywhere else that I
There we go. Right on. That was the Sorrow Stories with Solace, and that was the In My Head. I think I say Abby Forsen or Frozen remix. Anyway, it was a really cool tune, and I just had a bit more of a dance element to it, but still really cool. Still very tripped out.
Yeah, that was really, really cool. That was an insanely good tune. Once again, we are absolutely flying down the rabbit hole with three tracks that are probably, 6 minutes each or whatever, and they were all mental. It was brilliant. But the pulse in that is so good. That just, yeah.
Well, and that's the thing is, normally we don't play, like, long songs, but it's still, like, these were really good ones. These are too good to pass up, you know? So,
yeah, exactly.
So next up, we have more tripped out stuff. We have Brand New Cosmic Soda. And a song called Kuliman, but let me make sure I have it loaded up here first.
Alrighty.
And I do not. I'm sorry. So.
You're too wrapped up in the last song.
Well, yeah, exactly. And like, this can be 2 moments here. Loading. So here we go with that. Here we go with Cosmic Soda and Kuliman. Right on. That was Cosmic Soda with their newest track, Kuliman. But but it was a badass dude. I really enjoyed that. Another kind of like a dance kind of beat to it as well, right? And
yeah, man.
And it seems like we're getting a lot of mix of that tonight. And just, again, it's just not intentional, just the way they line up. So
yeah. It's great, though, isn't it? I mean, yeah, again, what a fantastic tune. Brilliant beat. Just absolutely draws you in. And has this really just, yeah, cool, chilled out, again, slightly psychedelic vibe. I'm loving it.
Right, man. Well, we have obviously a few more to get to, so I'm just going to load a few of them up right now. Otherwise,
let's do that. Let's definitely do that.
Give me 2 moments here.
2 moments, please.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Won't be a moment. I'm just like, how does her mind work? Christine Whedon, she can't get enough of it. sorry about that, but that's gonna maybe not should be enough for now. All right, so just give me 2 more moments here. Where are we now? Oh yeah, that's right. Sleep After Dreams, and the song called Perfect Dreams. This is another trip to one. This is pretty badass too. Let's get, where is it? Here you go. Right on, Sleep After Dreams, and a song called Perfect Dreams. You know, that song was very tripped out, by the way, but just for starters. But isn't it funny that we all dream, but we don't always remember them? And sometimes ones we remember are going, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, that was great. That was, again, like, just kind of so, like, chilled and laid back and trippy and, yeah, just let the music do the talking kind of thing. But that, you know, delay on that guitar was outstanding. It was so, so good. Brilliant, mate.
I gotta get a chance with the email again because it does sound like Settlers Ronin, and I can't remember if this is something maybe he did on the side.
Right.
So don't quote me on that till I check for the email and get the.
Fair enough.
Kind of, I heard that. I was like, it kind of sounds like. I wonder. Like, oh, I don't know. I can't remember if I actually got an email like that from him or what. So, but I'll check that out. Anyway, as a kick-ass stripped out song. So, next up is a new song by Mix and Drop. The song's called "Experiment." Dig this. Right on, Mix and Dorb with Experiment. And wow, man, that was pretty tripped out, a little funkiness too, some blues, a blues side too as well. But and it, is it reminding me of something that, Tex-Mex Shaman would do?
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. Yeah. It's sorry, just checking I wasn't on mute. I just suddenly thought shit, I didn't press the button, but I did. Yeah, absolutely spot on. It's the way those sort of wailing guitar. Well, they're not really chords, but they kind of become chords and they drift off into the background. You know, it's kind of just like, and they kind of feed back and turn into chords, and then there's these little solo bits over the top, and it's just like, oh man, this is so good. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. I love that.
That was almost like March.
Yeah, brilliant.
All right, we just add a few more here to keep us moving, but we are actually moving pretty good, to be honest with you.
Yeah, we're doing pretty well so far. I don't say that loud, but
hey, look what a grip it is. Oh, please, come on. I know it's in there. Okay, seriously?
God damn it.
Well, I mean, I know the song's in the actual file, so I'm just not sure what's going on. Excuse me, 2 seconds. I mean, I even just wanted to second. La, la, la. Let me start again. Give me a second to find it. Wow.
It's all good.
Oh, boy. So, like, I know it's in the file because I sent it to you, double checked everything too.
Oh, you mean in the Dropbox file?
Yeah, the Dropbox file.
Oh, it's definitely in there.
So I downloaded it whole, so let me just try band name instead because it wasn't coming up with the song title. Okay, really? Okay, sorry, Mike. Just give me 2 more seconds here.
It's all good. I can see it in there, though.
Well, I know. That's why I can't figure out why it's not coming up. No matches. Are you serious? Like, all right. Give me 1 more second here. I am gonna load up a couple more in the meantime, but
yeah.
But it's like I know it's in there, but it's just really annoying because like I download the whole folder as a full folder, right? So I didn't.
Right.
And sometimes with these searches, you gotta be like exactly specific, otherwise it's not gonna come up. Hey, the dogs agree.
Yeah.
let's see here. Not helping. Okay. Well, let me search. Let's just try it this way. If not, we can play a different one by Kodachrome, but I kind of want to play Buggy Bumper, but...
Oh, Kodachrome. Oh, I was looking at the wrong song.
Oh, I found it. It's good. We're good.
I was looking at the...
All right.
Catwoman song.
Oh, well, actually, you know what? You're right, because, I mean, that's what we're going to play next. I was looking further down. That's the one I was trying to find. Sorry. I was trying to find Buggy Bumper and load it up. Not for the next song, but our next song is.
Yeah.
So.
Buggy Bumper's not in there.
Yeah, it is. It's further down. Yeah.
Yeah, no, but I mean, I can't find it in the Dropbox.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's on the list, but I can't find it in the Dropbox. That's probably why.
Huh. Oh my bad. I thought it was in the Dropbox. Whoops.
Never mind.
Sorry. I thought you said his name was a lot of Never mind. right, I'll get this one loaded. Then we're good.
All right.
Okay. So next up, we have Cat Bryan and a song called Armor. Dig this.
She's blending fire and water, making smoke from the flames. She's rising up and falling, paints the sky with her name. Everyone keeps seeing scars that I've been healing, thinking I need protection.
Cat Bryan with Armor. Man, that was pretty heavy lyrically. That was a great tune, and very trippy too, man. Wow, wow.
That was powerful, wasn't it? It almost had
no kidding
vibe to it. Had the sort of like, you know, traditional freaky Celtic thing going on. Very, very cool tune. I really enjoyed that. Lyrically brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Right on, man. Well, next up, this one's a bit of a long title, but the band's called Laserbeam. The song's called Dandelion Witches and the Knight of Wands. Dig this.
Mm-hmm.
magician. Unprejudice or superstition for the last time. Do you want me for the first time? Do you want me for the first time? Do you want me for the last time? Do you want me for the last time?
That was a laser beam with Dandelion Wishes and the Knights of Wands. That was a great tune. And again, I'll obviously very tripped out, but at the end, man, remind me a little bit of Jane's Addiction. I've been hearing a lot of Jane's Addiction like tonight.
You have been hearing a lot of Jane's Addiction tonight. So, I'm with you on that.
A really great tune. Love this one.
Yeah, that's a very cool tune. Again, it's just got this wonderful pace, isn't it? It's just totally laid back in the groove and just, yeah, drags you into this world of dandelions or whatever the fuck. Knights of Wands or whatever. But yeah, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Love it.
Shut up, pointy teeth.
Yeah. No, all up for a long song title. I love it.
Right. Right on. So next up is Kodachrome with Buggy Bumper. Dig this. We'll be right back. Right on. Kodachrome with Buggy Bumper. That's off their album Aftermath, which is an awesome album, especially in vinyl, by the way. But yeah, that's a great tune. I haven't played in a long time. I was due to play some old Kodachrome. So.
Old Kodachrome. Yeah, that was just.
Want to say it one more time? Or? Oh.
The thing with Kodachrome is it's a production masterclass. Like, the fucking sound of that thing.
Well, no kidding, right?
Wow, right? There are sounds in there that I don't know what they are, but I fucking love them. It's just unbelievable. I'm not even sure it should be legal to write music like that. I think, you know, it's too good. It's not fair on the rest of us.
Yeah.
I just realized Kiffy's in the house.
Kiffy's
here. And Kiffy is a fellow Spurs fan, and we won today, so he's probably celebrating our momentous victory at the start of the season. Right. it's good to have someone, you know, rooting for the same team.
Right.
I think we're going to play Kiffy next, in fact, aren't we?
Yes, we are. I'm just going to do one thing here. I'm just going to make sure we're all cut on songs in the folder, and we are. So yes, next up is Kiffy with a song called Independent Examination. Dig this. In a moment. damn it.
Oh dear. Well, while we do that, he says he's still in mourning for Harry Kane, and I completely agree. Harry Kane decided to move to the German league recently.
We're good.
Oh, we're good. We're good.
Yeah.
Truth is based on facts.
Right on, Kiffy and Independent Examination. That is by far his most tripped out song to date.
Yes.
I know, like I know we played it a couple times already, but it's a badass tune, and it just the digital delay in there, like holy shit, like.
Yeah, it's pretty it's like, a bit tripped out. It's
forget about it. Yeah.
No, it's brilliant. I really like to. Very clear message there. Truth is based on facts.
Yeah. All right.
In other words, not your fucking bullshit opinion.
Excuse right, me?
I love it. Not you.
I know.
But that whole, I just said actually, that whole album came out on streaming yesterday. So if you're someone who likes to stream music, go and stream away. And Kiffy also said earlier, he said, there was a message that said at the end of September, I'm just going to. Yeah, here it is. At the end of September, I'll be releasing my last album before a break called A Sense of Unease. And I thought, is he calling the break A Sense of Unease, or is he calling the album A Sense of Unease?
Oh,
I suspect it's the album. Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah, but no, he's going to have a little break. So, yeah, we'll look forward to seeing what's on that. And,
okay, well, it looks like we got two more songs instead of three, because the last song does not want to load, like, period. It's coming up red for some reason, which is odd, because we played the other week. So we still have two more songs to go. So next one up is St. Martin, a song called Into Decay. It's off his new album, The Day That God Died, which is amazing, by the way. So check it out on Bandcamp. Yeah. So here we go with St. Martin and Into Decay. Dig this.
Take one.
There we go. Sorry about that. like I hit odd mic, and it's like Mike Mika's like, what? No, on. That's what I was like. Oh.
So, on.
So that was St. Martin and Into Decay off his new album, The Day That God Died, which like a badass album. That song was super fucked, man. Like it just like a very tripped out beginning, kind of into like synth pop at the end, like hardcore. Pretty badass. Like I said, this album's amazing. It's really good. You guys should really check it out. And the song is awesome too, but the whole album is fantastic.
It's a brilliant, brilliant album. It's very, very dark and trippy.
Yeah, no kidding.
Very cool. But yeah, that's a great tune. I really like that. It almost has a little bit of an industrial quality in the background,
yes.
Doesn't it?
It's got, yep. Yeah,
you could almost imagine a Nine Inch Nails version.
Yeah, no kidding, eh?
Yeah, but yeah, very cool, very talented artist, obviously. And once again, a not just a supporter of the show, but someone who has helped us get out of a hole on this show several times recently, you know, when things haven't recorded properly or we can't download them or piece them together or whatever. Ryan's been incredible, so thank you very much for that.
Absolutely. Yeah, she definitely has been a big help. So a last song of the night, unfortunately, because the song 15 won't load like at all for some reason, so we're going to finish up with a band called TV Erased, and the song's called Pitch the Baby. Dig this. TV Erased with Pitch the Baby. I have no words. It was like, you know, we played this song before, but man, it just like gets more tripped out every time I hear it. And the end, it's like such a mix of like a song, we'll go, a few of the tracks on the Lost Highway soundtrack, like just like the heavy, like kind of fucked up sax. Like, so.
Yeah. The sax is awesome, isn't it? It's so good on that. Yeah, brilliant tune. Oh my god, sometimes you listen to stuff and go, wow.
I know, eh? Or, yeah, right, so.
But yeah, no, very, very, very cool tune. Sorry to anyone listening live. I don't think I muted my mic there, so you probably heard me coughing halfway through the song. Yeah.
That's all right. No, so that's going to do it for NMS Part 2, hashtag Down the Rabbit Hole tonight. We had a great time. Another tripped out Part 2, and just like from like six-ish minute songs to just like a techno dance mix, it's just been really fucked. So, like, in a good way, all right? So...
been proper fact,
man. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you next Saturday. Winner interview E will be Western Jaguar.
Oh, nice. Excellent. Looking forward to that.
So until next time at 4 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. GMT, which is going to be like that for at least, what, a couple months?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. No, that's fine.
Yeah.
All right. So our new time and...
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh. So the new time will be 4 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. GMT, but we will be posting like mad anyway, so we'll let you know. But until then, guys, thanks so much for listening. This has been Dr. Bones, saying Bones out, and Mike 5.